927 4CC, catching up with Acting Mayor Khan. Good luck this morning. Hello, Khan.
G'day, Hamo. Good to be with you, mate.
Now, you're in budget sessions at the moment with Council, eh?
Yeah, that's right. We've kicked off our budget sessions for the year, mate. We've got quite a lot of challenges, particularly with inflation figures out. Obviously, inflation impacts Council's budget as well, and just trying to work through all the projects that we need for the upcoming year, mate, with water and sewerage and roads, and it's interesting time. So yeah, we're working through that with the council team.
All right, won't put you on the spot with any of that at the moment, but you mentioned water, and we could be getting quite a bit of rain coming through over the next couple of days. Mate, up in Townsville, last 12 to 18 hours, they had 100 mil, and it's starting to creep down along the coast.
Yeah, no, look, we've been touching base with our local emergency services through the local disaster management committee, and we've been touching on the potential impacts we could see here. So we're obviously focusing on areas that are flood prone, like Baffle Creek. We're expecting we could get up to a metre of rain over the coming days. So we're hopeful that that might be spread out across a few days and not just downpour in 6 hours. But, look, we can always use a bit more water in the dam, mate. I think we're sitting about 58%.
Yep.
But, yeah, just something to be mindful of for everyone out there on their travels, and absolutely make sure you remember, don't drive into flood waters, you know.
I was watching the news last night up around Charters Towers, and about four or five vehicles got stuck in flooded waters. You'd think the message you get through by now.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem to get through to everyone, Hamo, and it's a really silly thing to do, and it puts yourself and your family or whoever's with you in danger, and then it puts the emergency services, the SES, in danger when they've got to come rescue you. Just be smart. If it's flooded, forget it. Turn around, go back. There's always...
While we're talking about emergency services, mate, tomorrow is International Nurses Day, so we better say thank you to all the nurses, and they're doing this at Boy Espresso. You're welcome to come down and say good day as well, because we're doing a live broadcast to say thanks to all the healthcare workers with Danny from Boy Espresso.
Absolutely, Hamo. What better day to say thank you to the people that take care of us in our most important time of need? So, you know, I've been up to the Gladstone Hospital. My kids are all born up there. We've got the nurses up there and the doctors and everyone that just do a fantastic job. So, yeah, I'll be sure to stop in and say good day, mate.
Free coffee for all healthcare workers tomorrow. Mate, the 1770 Agnes Water Gladstone Region Festival, or the 1770 Festival, that starts on Friday week.
Fantastic festival down there, mate. Make sure everyone gets along and enjoy it. I know it's a big weekend for everyone down in Agnes Water and 1770. And it's going to be another great event this year.
Yeah, live music, street parade on the Saturday, amusement rides. They've got a duck race. They're doing prawn peeling competition too. And Scotty Hillier and Olivia Dean are going to be there too from Crete to Coast, which is great. Going to put 1770 on the map, which is good stuff.
Absolutely. On the map again, Hamo. I think 1770 and Agnes Waters, a pristine place. It's one of everyone's favourite holiday destinations, so great to see you again.
Okay, mate, we'll leave on one more thing, and it is an important month, raising awareness of domestic violence, being Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Yeah, absolutely, Hamo. It is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and we've got our Get Comfortable Talking About It campaign, which we're launching tomorrow, I believe, and we're partnering with local organisations that work in this space. The Gladstone Women's Health Centre, Rio Tinto here for Gladstone. There's a whole range of people that are coming on board. The Rosebery Headspace Program. But look, it's an insidious impact on our community. I believe the Gladstone Women's Health Centre has seen a fivefold increase. You know, and one in six women has experienced sexual violence. And you know, we've got to talk about this as a community and come together and say we don't support violence in our community.
No.
So if you're out there and you're talking to anyone who needs support, just make sure you're there for them. Make sure you can direct them to the support services that they need. But we really need to talk about this as a community, and as I said, the insidious impacts that it has on families, and in particular on women and children.
Yeah.
So it's a month to stop and reflect about how we can do things better and make sure our women and children are safe in particular.
Mate, thank you for joining us this morning. We'll see you tomorrow for International Nurses Day at Boy Espresso in Tank Street.
Sounds good, Hamo. Look forward to it, mate.
Acting Mayor Khan, good luck on 4CC joining us this morning.